Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with Jake Gutierrez on this Thursday, February 21st, 2019. Today on the show, we're going to talk to Dane Brugler, who has his latest mock draft available at The Athletic. I think he's already gone through three of them already, and so we'll talk to Dane to see if he's great at 7:30. Then at that's right, Great Dane. It's a dog. 7:50, Gary Lezak will join us to give us your forecast. He's already talking about the next snowstorm. He can shut up. He can miss me with that, and so we'll see what he has to say at 7:50. Rustin Dodd, also from The Athletic, will join us from Surprise, Arizona, an hour from Surprise, because Rustin Dodd and then Seren Petro and Rudy Salazar will talk all baseball in the 8 o'clock hour, and then we'll talk all basketball in the 9 o'clock hour as Greg Gurley will join us, one of the voices of Kansas basketball, and we'll get his thoughts on a huge couple of days coming up in the Big 12, the two biggest games of the year for Kansas as they play Texas Tech in Lubbock on Saturday, and then they follow that up with the big Monday showdown against Kansas State.
I'm going to be there.
Lubbock? All right, man.
No, I'm not going to Lubbock this time.
Go catch your flight.
Heard that's a tough place to get to.
Lubbock is a tough place to get to.
Well, yeah, why? Yeah, man. That's kind of cool, man. That's a good experience.
If I could go down there, I would.
I wouldn't.
I've been down there.
I don't know if I would either.
You wouldn't go.
I mean, not for this game. I'd go for.
I don't know if I'd go ever. I don't know if I'd
see a football game, but
I don't know if I ever need to be in.
Had tortillas thrown at me on the football field.
Yeah, I can have that in my house. I don't need that in Lubbock. I don't go anywhere for that. Susan threw two tortillas at me last night.
Did you eat them?
Yep.
Good.
That's very nice of her.
Good boy.
Low carb, 70 calories each.
Yeah.
Delicious tortillas. They were a mixture of wheat and corn tortilla.
Mm. Hybrid.
Yeah. I like corn tortillas more than flour tortillas at this point in my life. So.
Okay.
That's just how I approach things. But she did throw them at me, and we were not in Lubbock. So. Mm. But I enjoyed it nonetheless. And so we'll talk about that with Greg Gurley. It's going to be a huge weekend in the Big 12. Man, you got to be all fired up.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like it.
Going to be riding out the blizzard, you know, on Saturday night. Just hunkered down in the basement watching the KU-Texas Tech game.
So we betting or what?
Well, what? Yeah, straight up.
Double or nothing.
I don't want to bet against Kansas.
Okay. Well, then I need my money.
Do you think that you're going to win? Separate yourself. You can bet with your head. And
it'd be a change because you said that you didn't think they're going to win.
Well, I said I gave them about a 40% chance.
Well, when we were talking about Kansas winning out, I said, which game are they going to win? You're like, they're not going to win in Lubbock.
There should be no changing of minds now. It's the Thursday before the game.
If you want to give me straight up, I'll do it.
This is it.
No. I want my whatever the spread is.
I don't care what the spread is. I just care if Kansas wins the game.
There's no spread available.
It's not going to make me feel even an ounce better.
I'll put the pounder spread at 3.5.
Well, what do you think it's going to be?
That sounds about right.
What do you you think it's going to be 3.5?
But I don't care. Like if Kansas, you know, only loses by one, that's not going to make me feel any better. That doesn't matter to me. I want to know if Kansas is going to win, and you think they're going to win. So you know, it's easy thing. Put your money where your mouth is.
But if they lost by one, and he gave you 3.5 points, it would make you feel better because you'd beat him. You'd win.
$20. What's that to me?
I don't know.
I'm rich.
I have no idea.
It's actually you could use $20.
I mean, I don't know.
Right.
You know,
Who are you to
each their own.
I can always use a nice 20.
I couldn't tell you.
20 twin.
Well, actually, it'd be 40, bud.
That's right. You already owe him 20.
I do owe him 20. So that's the offer. Straight up, if you want to do it, I'm in. If not, I'll just pay you your 20.
That's stupid.
Well, do you think Kansas is going to win?
Yeah, I do.
Then why? I don't know why it's stupid.
Then take his money.
Because I already have money sitting there.
It's very difficult. It's very difficult for me to even. I mean, except that he's. I mean, I'm surprised he's willing to take Texas Tech at this point.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I'm in. I'll just make you gamble.
You're making him take Texas Tech with the Big 12 on the line.
Thank you, Stephen. Yep.
I'm surprised he's even willing to do that.
Right.
And
if you really believe Kansas is going to win, then
screw the points.
It's not about belief or hope or faith anymore. It's knowledge. I know they're going to win.
Then you can come in here on Monday and just
take 40 bucks.
Really drop the hammer. So.
Yeah, all right. I'm in.
And so you really don't think they're going to win?
I mean, I think they have about a 40, maybe 45% chance of winning. So I think...
Who has a better chance of winning?
I like
Kansas,
it, though.
I know it'll have a lot to do with what happened Saturday, but just right now, okay, what's your gut tell you? Who has a better chance to win, Kansas in Lubbock or K-State in Lawrence?
Probably Kansas in Lubbock, because...
What kind of number you put on the K-State in Lawrence? You're saying 40% Kansas in Lubbock. I just want to see... I want to compare it to
something. I would say, in 40 to 45% for Kansas.
All right. It's almost a pick 'em.
35% to 40% for K-State.
Hey, That's a lot higher than I thought you'd say.
I like it because you're a little more bullish on Kansas. I mean, before you, I don't think you felt that strong about Kansas' chances in Lubbock.
What about him giving...
Well, before the TCU game, no. I mean,
just a week ago, even.
You know,
what about him giving a team a 35 to 40% chance of winning in Allen Fieldhouse?
Well,
that's a pretty strong chance for a team that never wins there. And how many games has Kansas lost this year at home?
None.
Yeah, zero.
Well, that's a pretty, you know, I'd feel pretty good about that if I was a K-State fan, if they really have a 35 to 40% chance.
40 might be high. I don't know. But look.
Yeah, you might be high.
You might, yeah.
Well.
Or I might. Or Steven might. Or no one might. Or everybody might.
I just think I like this because it crystallizes how, like, what you think is going to happen.
I think that it's going to be a really close game at Allen Fieldhouse between K-State and Kansas. Now, usually KU wins those close games at home, but this time the senior leadership is on the side of K-State. They already have the confidence of knowing they can beat Kansas. So, I get about 35% chance. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Would you agree, you know, the new K-State football coach was – right there in that seat yesterday.
I know.
In between the lines.
I heard.
Okay. And so...
I'm feeling immense pressure to win the dang day right now.
Well, let me bring in K-State football into this equation. Would you give up Monday's game and essentially allow K-State to end the streak on your floor? And that would you agree with that? Would that end it? Would you wave the white flag if K-State marches into Allen Fieldhouse and wins on Monday night, Jake, would you still?
You know me. I still think Kansas is going to win it somehow, or at least a piece of it.
But
be a two-game lead at that point with only, like, what, four games to go, something like that?
And you could claim a share, but if you got swept, you'd be mocked for claiming that.
Would they give you a trophy still?
Yeah, you'd still be mocked, though.
Yeah.
If you were swept, you know what I mean? Because it would be hard to make it. But the point is, it would seemingly end it. Would you allow that to happen if you could get a guarantee of Les Miles starting off 3-0 against Kansas State?
3-0.
Because I feel like it's not one regular season. Because let's be honest, I don't know how much is going to be riding, what type of Big 12 title implications will be riding on Kansas State in football next
year. Probably not a lot.
So I feel like this basketball game would be more important than one football game. And I know how you guys are. Two wouldn't be enough. So let me make it three. Les Miles.
Three.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
One, two, three.
It's accurate.
Like, bam, bam, bam.
It's accurate.
Les Miles comes in there and wins the first three head-to-head battles in football.
Because two, I'm saying no.
It's an enticing offer.
I'm not no.
Because that's a streak.
Three is like, huh? Mm-hmm.
Three is a streak.
Yeah.
Two ain't no streak.
I'm like, no, you're right.
I don't know if Kleiman gets to three. If they lose the first two, I don't know if they give him a chance for the third.
I know how you guys are.
I'm just it's the hypothetical. That's what my offer is. I want to see.
And on the flip side, Kansas wins.
Kansas wins what?
The game on Monday. That's the alternative. I have to.
Kansas State wins.
I know, but I'm saying. So I take three wins for KU football, or I take a KU win on Monday basketball.
Yeah, but I mean, Kansas is probably going to win. I just want to see how devastating this loss would be or wouldn't be. Would you trade it?
Well, I kind of want to know what's going to happen on Saturday in Lubbock because
you're trading that and the streak.
And the streak.
The streak's gone.
No, I'll keep the streak. Keep the streak. I'm not giving up the streak.
So you don't want football turned around, really, that much. I mean, you don't. It's not that,
turn that around
it's
on
not
me.
That big of a deal to you.
Well, I mean, look, they could win two out of three against Kleiman, you know?
But you could have three just like that.
Hey, look,
that'd
be nice. I'd love that.
That's 3 years. Yeah. Think about the things you could say to other KC fans.
Yeah, but
fans.
That still
Think
doesn't guarantee them a bowl game. I mean, they could lose the rest of the Big 12 season.
We're not talking about bowl games.
So, I mean, that's...
We're talking about beating Kansas State in football.
I mean,
3 years in a row.
3 years in a row with wins over Kansas State and no bowl games. I don't think that's turning the program around.
Look at 15 years.
Maybe they probably got a bowl game by year three. I mean,
I hope.
If he's beaten K-State three times in a row, you got to feel good, you know. I'm not gonna add.
In the words of Ricky Henderson, I don't got 10-year, I got 15-year.
Ooh. Nope.
I'm looking at 15 years of this streak here.
Think about it, though.
I've thought about your offer, and it's a nice offer, but I'm going to politely decline.
So where do they play this year?
It'll be in Lawrence.
I believe. Lawrence.
Okay, so that includes a win in Manhattan. Kansas football. You go to the Little Apple and you win.
I'm good.
You're not interested in winning in Manhattan.
Nope. Football.
So it's not that. It's not
I want 15 in a row.
All right.
That's more important.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Then turning your football program around.
We are breaking records and extending streaks right now.
I mean, you could turn the football program around.
Once all this FBI stuff hits, it'll be vacated. So
that's all right.
The records won't count.
It'll still count in my heart, Stephen.
Right. Well, no one looks at your heart.
Well,
we just look at record books.
I do.
I look at your heart.
I don't think you do either.
What heart?
Okay.
You got a big heart.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just you're just
look.
I feel bad for Les Miles. I mean, this guy can't even get things jump-started. I can't get you guys.
He's fine. He's making plenty of money. Don't feel bad for him.
He's got a couple rings. He's fine.
Don't feel bad for him.
So this is a money grab is what you're saying with Les Miles.
Wow.
No, yeah. I'll say that Charlie Weiss was a money grab. We'll see. Maybe it was. I don't know. We'll see. Comes in and does. We'll see what kind of effort he puts into the
program.
Can
I tell you that at some point in my life, I'd like to be involved in a money grab?
I would, too. I'd like to just be in a situation where I could just execute a money grab.
Yeah.
Can I be accused of that?
Hey.
It's got to be a significant amount of money,
right?
You know,
right? Not $40 I'm taking off Nate after Kansas goes into Lubbock and wins.
Hey, man, I'm going to be happy to give you that $40 bucks.
Yeah. Good, good.
Very happy. You're getting into the psyche of a Kansas fan right now, and I'm telling you that the vast majority of Kansas fans would feel the same way as us. And that's what makes trying to win in football. It does make very difficult.
Well, if that's what you really think, then I'll take the three wins in football. I don't want to think like majority of Kansas fans.
Sorry, pal, you do. Can't help it. You already gave your real answer.
Right.
You're trying to be
you can't change it.
Trying to be different,
you
but you're not.
A typical Kansas fan.
No.
That's how you presented yourself.
I am not.
You are. You're obnoxious with your arrogance.
I changed my mind.
You're single-minded and
go left smile.
Dominance 15, in basketball.
14 in a row is enough for me. Yeah. Give me three rows.
You know?
Three wins against.
See, that's what I would think. 14 enough is enough. Four rows enough for you.
I'll take three wins in football.
Look, we're in our 40s. You'll get there soon. There's no guarantee you'll ever win three in a row against Kansas State.
I changed my mind. See, that's unlike Kansas fans.
You may never see that.
You know, Kansas
no
still, like,
that'll ever happen.
But Kansas, I'm not a real Kansas fan, though, because I didn't go to school
that's
there.
That's true.
So.
When's the last, I mean, you know.
Ema.
It was Ron Prince, right?
I didn't go to school there either.
I don't know if they won three in a row against Ron Prince. They won two in a row for
that's
sure.
That's just a powerful, I thought that was a real.
Look, man.
You just want nothing to do with that's fine.
That's not that I want nothing to do with it. I would love to win three in a row. I'm glad that I don't have to make that choice.
The decision did not take as long as I anticipated.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, look, this is dominance. See, that's the thing that makes it tough for Kansas. Kansas doesn't just have, like, a good basketball program. They have one of the top basketball programs in the entire country. They have an iconic institution.
It's close to Kentucky's.
And so, yeah, it is close to Kentucky's. Kentucky's gym being named after a guy from Kansas, after all.
They got better shoes, though, I'll tell you that.
I don't know who Kansas. Yeah, Kansas, I think, does. You're right about that.
Like Adidas, there you go. Now you see, why this is all happening.
Yep.
I'd rather have Nike.
See why this money's changing hands?
Yeah.
Mr. Bad Knees over there. I don't think your knees can handle it.
I think I think you'll blow out a shoe.
Yep.
Now we've seen that. Nike took a hit last night. Have you ever seen that before? What happened to Zion Williamson? Have you ever seen?
Like back in the neighborhood with my friends when you had shoes that were like 10 years old.
Yeah,
you know?
When I had shoes from Payless Shoe Source,
right. LA
the
Gear,
Pro Wings
were very good, but yeah. They would blow out. But they would never blow out. Never with that.
Yeah,
the LA Gear catapults.
I didn't expect some Nikes to do that.
Is that what his shoe will do once he goes to the NBA? Like. At any time, it could explode, and that's what the attraction is to having it.
You know what, Steven? We saw that.
I got the new Nike.
Do you remember Dexter McCluster when he busted his shoe open? We were at practice, and he busted right through his shoe.
Yeah.
That was a Nike, too.
See? They were getting somewhere.
It was. See, I remember that vividly.
I remember that.
Yeah.
I like Nikes. I mean, I do. I think if I had the choice to wear, I'll wear both, but... I like Nike and Adidas.
Yeah, I like but you can call me Run DMC, man.
So my school was sponsored by Adidas when I went to Western Illinois, but I was a fan of Nike, so they would make me cut off the swoosh, and then where I couldn't cut off the swoosh, like on the back, I'd have to color it in black.
Well, they let you wear the shoes you wanted to.
Right.
I'm surprised they even let you do that.
Some programs wouldn't.
You can't do that anymore.
Couldn't.
Yeah. I don't think very many people pay attention to Western Illinois soccer.
No, I think they do now.
Now
they didn't.
Now they do.
The microscope now.
Yeah, now they
spotlight
do.
Spotlight is tremendous.
But yeah, I preferred the Nike shoe in college.
I'm decked out head to toe in Adidas gear today.
Yeah,
that's every day, isn't it?
Pretty much. You know what? No blowouts.
Well, day's not over yet.
Unlucky for you.
Well, shoes are intact.
Do you think Kansas is going to win both games? Screw the bet. Be honest. Quit playing up to him.
No, I mean, I wouldn't put the odds in their favor. But they can do it. I'm not going to count them out. They can do it. I'm going to be watching very... I'm more excited for this Texas Tech game than any KU basketball game I've been for so far this season.
Before these games are played, just give me your eye test. I don't want to hear about schedules or anything else. How do you rank the three teams?
Oof.
Neutral court. Everyone's, I shouldn't say everyone's healthy. That's part of it. Just how they are.
Yeah, I mean, gosh, kind of want to know what the
power
story
rankings.
Is with, like, Wade and Stokes's, injuries, how bad they really are.
It is what it is.
I mean, I would give the slight edge to K-State because of the senior experience, because of the leadership.
Texas Tech's not the best?
I think I would go, K-State. Maybe I'm just following what the current standings
just
are.
Just do it.
K-State, slight edge, and then KU and Texas Tech kind of even, And I mean, that's kind of copping out because they're both just one game behind K-State right now. But I think it's fascinating. I don't think there's very much separation between the teams.
Iowa State needs to win at TCU, but I no longer trust Iowa State with anything.
No.
With nothing.
They've got three home losses.
So just when you turn your back on them, they'll win.
Right.
They'll win the road game and win out or something.
Yeah, we know
like
they're
that.
Capable of beating anybody in this league.
Mm-hmm. And they're capable of losing home games to anyone.
Right.
Apparently. We will take a break. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB in 38 The Spot. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John and Nate Buchanan with Jake Gutierrez. Yesterday, Spags, had a teleconference.
Those dudes.
Steve Spagnuolo How do you say it? I've heard it said
Spagnuolo.
45 different ways.
Should we say Spagnuolo?
Spagnuolo.
Pro Football Reference pronunciation, Spagnuolo.
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 Jake actually pronounced Spagnuolo.
Nutello.
Spagnuolo. That's, I actually pronounce it Spags.
Spags!
Yeah. Spags was on a teleconference yesterday. And let's play a couple of clips, if you please. First, here is Spags telling us how much time he's been spending studying what the Chiefs have on their roster currently.
That's the exciting part of this time of the NFL calendar. You know, don't really know what you have yet, but you can anticipate what you're hopeful to get. We have, as a coaching staff, had an opportunity, obviously, to study last year's film, do the best assessment we can as to the talent that we have, the type of players we have. With that, you know, certainly Brett Veach chimes in and helps us out. But I will say this, this is a long process to figure out who and what we have, how it fits. In today's NFL calendar, where you just have the 9 weeks of off season and then into training camp, and even training camp is short, it takes a little time to figure it out. And one thing I've always said, especially about defensive football, is you don't really get a good assessment of your players until you could put pads on and watch them play real defensive football. And we all know that doesn't happen until, you know, the end of July. So it'll be step-by-step process, but we're certainly knee-deep into it and enjoying it.
Let's hear Spags talking about the kind of defense he's going to run. He was asked about 4-3 versus 3-4 and what style the Chiefs are going to run next year.
We're not going to get hung up in scheme right now, and the reason I say that is I think what we first should do is find out what we have, how they fit, and then decide exactly what that scheme is. You know, I do think today things get a little overblown. I mean, let's all recognize that in today's football, they put a lot of wideouts out there on offense, so we're in a lot of sub-defenses, and a lot of sub-defenses are not classified as 4-3 or 3-4. You just get your best pass rushers out there and you get your best coverage people. So once we get that figured out, you know, we'll start slotting people in the way they should go.
Something that Bob Sutton struggled at, being able to make adjustments based on the personnel that was available to him, meaning zero adjustments and a refusal to. So that I would call that struggling. Here, Spags talks about walking into a team that has the MVP and a great coach in Andy Reid.
You won't talk to a defensive coach in the NFL that doesn't say they'd like to be on a team with A, a really good head football coach, and B, a really good quarterback. I mean, we all know in today's football, in this league, if you don't have that position, if you don't feel good about that position at quarterback, you're always looking for one, and the whole rest of the team is affected when you're looking for it. So, yeah, it goes without saying that I'm real excited to be part of an organization that has an elite quarterback, evident by what he did last year. And quite frankly, guys and gals, you know, to work for Andy Reid again and what he's all about and what he's meant, certainly to this franchise and to the league as a whole, is really, really special to me to be back and be a part of it. I had 8 years in Philadelphia, loved it, and I've made my way back to working with Andy again, and I'm really looking forward to it.
And finally, one more clip we'll play. This is about Dee Ford. And here Spags talks about the big decision the Chiefs have with Dee Ford and his contract situation.
Still kind of assessing that, but the one thing he can do, and we all know this, is he's an explosive football player that makes a lot of plays. He's had some production, and look at it. If he's here with us, I'll be excited to have him, be excited to work with him.
How do you kind of see him fitting in a scheme that you may run? I know he's been an outside linebacker, but he's also had some experience playing a DN in a 4-3 in college.
Yeah, I'll be perfectly honest. Really haven't figured that out yet. I think myself, linebacker coaches, D-line coaches would still like to figure that out. I don't think that we're ready to put a tag on it one way or the other.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out what the hell Sutton was doing with the defense. I've never seen crap like this on film. So I just try to figure out if he actually coordinated it or had a blindfold, if it was the bird box challenge. Don't know. Haven't seen anything like that. Oh, boy, it was awful. It actually made me vomit the first couple of times I watched it. But talk to you later. Bye.
I had to take a Dramamine to get through one of those games.
Those were not the comments of Spags, by the way. That was a dramatic interpretation of what he might be thinking. So that does not represent the thoughts of Spags or the Chiefs organization. Just mine. I threw up. And last night, I was able to confirm that I am still not over the loss to the point where I could watch any of it.
Did you try? Did you try to watch it last night?
I was going through the DVR, trying to clean out the DVR and see what you know, what's been saved on there.
Mm-hmm.
What's been saved on there without telling me that it's taking up precious room for boxing and other things I like to record. And I saw it, and I got a really bad, it hurt my stomach. It made me nauseous.
I don't know if you guys saw, over the weekend they had the top five games in the NFL.
I didn't watch any of them.
Right. All season long, NFL Network, we played the top five games. The top three games were all Chiefs.
Losses.
Rams was number three. Or actually, the first New England game was number three. The Rams game was number two. And then the AFC.
I encourage people to go back. I don't know if you recorded it, but I recorded the Chiefs-Baltimore Ravens game, which has been my selected viewing a couple of times. Some of the throws I still can't wrap my my mind around. And so, I sat and thought about the game for about half an hour, and I was and it made me very upset. It made me very, very, very upset because sometimes I put things, I lock things away in the deep, dark recesses of my mind. And I just, there was a sound in my head.
Like your computer went off.
And I thought to myself, the Chiefs lost in overtime of the AFC Championship game. And I felt like I was gonna throw up, and then I watched Top Chef. So.
I like to think back to that Ravens game and the game at Denver. Those two games, I was lucky enough to be in the building for both of those games, and some of the throws that were made by Patrick Mahomes were something that I never want to forget.
If I think hard enough about the AFC Championship, I would openly weep. So.
Ah.
Yeah, that's where I am. No, that's true.
I don't think about it.
Well, I've tried not to, but then
it's time to move forward. There's a reason that rearview mirror is as small as it is, and the windshield is as big as it is. You got to be looking forward, man.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to get rear-ended, though.
That's right.
Or maybe you do.
Can't forget where you came from as well.
Yeah, you keep an eye on it, but you don't want to focus on it.
Well, if you get rear-ended, you
gotta... Yeah, but you got to spend more time looking forward, because if you're looking at that rearview mirror while you're driving.
I don't think I want to drive with you based on the way you're describing the way you drive.
You think I should be looking in the rearview mirror at all? No, I say you got to keep an eye on it.
Riding your ass out here on the slick street, you better know what's going on.
You should use the proportionally how much of your vision is the windshield versus how much is the rearview mirror. You should. That's how much time you should spend looking back compared to looking forward.
You got to have your head on a swivel.
Right.
Damn it. I'm going to take a break now. Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Welcome back to the show. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB coming up at 7 o'clock. Got a fresh new mock draft we'll discuss briefly. Let's see where this one has July going. And then also, MLB Pipeline, MLB.com has released the top 30 Royals prospects. We'll see how many of the top five Nate can guess. And Jake, please pay attention to the laptop to see if Nate attempts to cheat before then. Or maybe you've already seen him.
I haven't.
You already see it, just be honest.
No, and I'm afraid I'm going to do very poorly on this, but I'm willing to embarrass myself.
You All you have to do is put your thinking cap on. How's that sound? Jake will be a part of it. He can make an ass of himself. And
yeah, I'm really good at doing that.
Something really you will good. Not you will not embarrass yourself. Well, we hope you won't embarrass yourself tonight during Sporting Kansas City's match. Will you?
I hope not. Well, I don't believe so. I think I'm going to be ready. I'm ready for the game.
Set the stage and then play this next interview.
Tonight, Sporting Kansas City will open their 2019 campaign in the CONCACAF Champions League as they take on Mexican powerhouse Toluca FC. And
the Mexican powerhouse Canelo Alvarez, huh?
Well, I don't know who his team is, who his club is.
Club de America, I think.
Is it Club America?
Team Canelo is what his team okay. is. Now go ahead.
And they are Los Diablos Rojos, Stephen, the Red Devils, come to town. And
Canelo's kind of a red devil.
He is kind of, isn't he?
He asked me.
Yeah, know. That would be a good nickname for him.
Go ahead.
The Sporting Kansas City, as we heard from Peter Vermees in the fantastic intro that Jake put together for the show this morning, the only MLS team to draw a Mexican team in this first round, in the round of 16. Everybody else is playing somebody from a smaller country. So it's a tough draw for Sporting. And Los Diablos Rojos have already played 7 games this year. So they've got a head start on Sporting KC. This is going to be Sporting's first competitive match.
Will you prepare for the game today by watching Narcos Mexico?
No.
All right.
I have gone back and watched on ESPN Plus. They have a lot. They play a lot of Liga MX games there. And so I've been watching the games with the Spanish commentary, and it's freaking awesome. I love it. I'm going to start watching more of that stuff. Especially when the manager, Hernan Cristante for Toluca, I don't know if you saw my Twitter, I sent out a clip of this. He was sent off in the last game because of a hand gesture he made to the referee in which he basically questioned his huevos.
Right.
And the referee said, adios. Mm-hmm. So they get a lot of red cards, Toluca. They've had a lot of guys sent off this year, so it could be a chippy physical game. But it's a game that Sporting want to win badly. They want to be the first MLS team to ever win this trophy. And I had a chance to talk to one of their players, Daniel Shallowy, about that yesterday as we're getting ready for this game. Here was my conversation with Daniel Shallowy.
Well, Daniel, we're standing here at Pinnacle and the ground's covered in snow. It's cold outside. You guys have been training in Arizona up until the last couple of days. How have you liked the cold weather since getting back here?
You know, it's not easy because it's a pain in the ass to go outside in this weather, but you have to perform too, so it's very difficult. It's going to be a very difficult game, but to be honest, I think we are more used to the cold than Toluca will be, so I hope we can use it as a little bit of advantage, and, you know, we just have to play our game, and I think the field's going to be fine, and we'll be able to play around them.
Okay, so, you know, you grew up in Europe, and so you're used to watching things like Europa League, Champions League. You're used to these types of international competitions. But a lot of people in America aren't used to that in a lot of the major sports here where all of a sudden you're playing a match, but it's not in your league. It's against a team from another league and all that. How exciting, just in the world of soccer, is it to get to play in international competitions like this for a player like yourself?
I think it's amazing. I've never played against an international team, like, professionally, so this is going to be my first time, and I'm really looking forward to it. And, you know, we've been talking about it. Like, imagine, like, winning this tournament and going to a Club World Cup. I think that would be a dream for everybody. And, yes, it really feels like, you know, getting ready for a Champions League game. And it's crazy to say it, too. But I think we are all very excited, and I hope the fans are, too.
We've talked about this Toluca team leading up to this game, and they're one of the big clubs in Mexico, but they are on a tough stretch right now. They haven't been playing particularly well lately. But as you guys watch them, you know this is a different competition coming up. So how big of a challenge do you think they are going to be, regardless of what's maybe happened in their last few games?
I think it doesn't matter what kind of competition you are in. If you are in a losing streak, the other team has a little bit of advantage because imagine if we score tomorrow, they already feel the pressure of it's happening again, we are losing again. Mm-hmm. And I think we have to take advantage of that and, you know, try to score one or two goals at home because that would make their situation very tough. And, you know, it's in their head. They know that they are in a best streak. So, and they don't know what we can do. So it's kind of a mystery for them, and I think we have to use it.
Daniel, thanks a lot for the time. Good luck on Thursday.
Thank you.
Tonight, 7 o'clock, Sporting Kansas City against Toluca FC. We have the game right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB, and you can still get some tickets at sportingkc.com.
We'll be right back after this on Sports Radio 810 and 38 The Spot. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Just had a productive phone call with Phil St. John, who was told that he had to get all of his after-school clothes ready, make sure he is showered and shaved and ready. A little shaving here and there. Not a whole lot, but, you know, he's got to keep himself right. Because I'm picking Phil up. Later on today, we're going to a little sneak peek, a media opportunity, a sneak preview of the new Guy Fieri dive and taco joint down at P&L that we will be, quite sure we'll be visiting during the Big 12 tournament as it officially opens.
You guys like tacos?
This weekend. Well, Phil likes Guy Fieri, likes his TV shows, likes the damn grocery games. Oh, look at these people running through the grocery store. Now they got to cook. Mm-hmm. How about that? I don't mind it. In fact, I like it as well. We like to watch diners, drive-ins, and dives. And if we ever go to that town, we'll visit that place and eat ourselves into oblivion. But feel very excited after school to be taking a trip to Flavortown.
Oh, boy. So. Flavortown. So where is there like a place that I can find out where I should go out to eat in Albuquerque? Because all anybody tells me about Albuquerque is what a terrible town it is.
It is a Jackson Wink MMA gym is one of the it's one of the best MMA gyms in the world, really. And okay. It's so if you want to go there and get a workout in,
all right,
you can go challenge Holly Holm if possible.
Well, last time I got in the ring with you, I got my mouth punched loose. Well, so I see what you're trying to do here.
Holly Holm wouldn't do that. But if she wanted to, yeah. I'm here for it. What? Shut up, Steven. I like her. No, when I went, I just stayed in my hotel and then went to the fights of the pit to see Johnny Tapia. Rest in peace, Johnny.
I can tell you about my experience in Albuquerque, but
that's the guy you need to talk to.
But I don't remember much of it.
Okay.
Well, if someone out there has been to Albuquerque, where can he go to eat?
Well, all the guys on my soccer team last night that have been there did not speak highly of it. I was.
It's fine.
I gotta have fine.
There were some establishments I ventured out to.
Oh, boy.
That was nice. I was doing the NCAA tournament. That probably was like 2008. It was nice. I had a great week there.
I mean, it was a great fight town. That was one of the best atmospheres I've ever seen.
The pit's awesome.
I've ever seen boxing. It was a Showtime event where Johnny Tapia was the main event. Danny Romero was the co-main event. And the White Buffalo, Francois Botha, was also on the card. But yeah, I mean, and the pit was just a great atmosphere. Now, the town did not. See, I didn't go anywhere though. I just went from hotel, shuttle to the fight, back to the hotel.
You go check out the Breaking Bad house. Go throw a pizza up on the roof.
Is that? It's a real place.
Yeah, it's a real house. Yeah.
All right.
Walter White's house.
Okay.
So. Well, you're not going to Flavortown. We are.
Yeah, I'm.
Google Guy Fieri in Albuquerque. See what
I
comes up.
I bet he's been there.
Yep.
Pull up there and
Google it. Use that Google box you got there.
A convertible and go to Flavortown. Doesn't everyone really want to go to Flavortown?
I do.
Boy, I love it.
There so last night.
Maybe perhaps Phil St. John will call in with his review of the new Guy Fieri place out of P&L tomorrow. And so go ahead and set aside 30 to 45 seconds for all the words they'll have to say tomorrow. It was good. We will take a break back after this on WHB. I'm busy looking at Guy Fieri's recommendations for Albuquerque for Nate Jake.
What you got?
Well, I'm looking at one place right now called the Standard Diner. Oh, boy. Oh, what the... the hell that is. What's that? Ooh. 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 Oh. I'm not even going to Albuquerque, and I'm getting excited. All right. Thank you for watching us on 38th The Spot. The show continues whether you wanted to or not right now on Sports Radio 810.